Join us at 5:00. Pull up a kitchen chair. There's music in the making, and we hope to see you there. Gather round your radio. We can chat about our tunes as friends and neighbors get together to play a few old tunes. Local folk on the radio, it's time to listen in. Local folk on the radio, let the music use begin.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Local Folk Radio. We're joined in lovely Underhill Studios by the Slates Family Band. Why don't we just start by way of introduction? Everybody introduce themselves, talk a little bit about what you play and what you do.
Hello, John, and thanks for having us here. This is Phil Slates. I play the guitar and various other weird little things. Oh, yeah, I do have a ukulele and sing and... I'm just one of the Slates Family Band.
Outstanding.
I'm Carla, and I sing and play percussion and anything else we can come up with to make some rhythm and make some background noise.
Hey, and I'm Dave Slates, and gee, I'm Phil's brother. Amazing how that works out.
Is that the family part of this?
I think so. I think so. Yes, yes. And Carla's in related to Phil also, as in the fact that she's his wife. But I play a lot of different things, but mostly mandolin and mandola and a little bit of four-string banjo here and there.
Ooh.
And we are also accompanied by my wife, who is...
Ruth Slates. I play washboard, djembe, kazoo, siren whistle, tambourine, a lot of that percussion stuff, and props. We do love the props.
We love our props.
Oh, and I have recently taken up the Bude Psaltery. You may not know what that is. It's P-S-A-L-T-E-R-Y. Look it up. It's a triangular instrument that's strings, so that's quite a challenge for a drummer.
It looks something like a zither that you use a bow on, doesn't it?
Exactly.
So, the family band, how does that change or relate to how you guys play, how you structure your rehearsals? Does it make it easier? Does it make it harder? Do you have other family band influences?
Yes, 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 and yes. Actually, the family dynamic started early. We started the band to be able to make sure that we saw each other and stayed in touch because you get so busy sometimes. So there have always been grandchildren involved in the practices, whether it's Phil and Carla's granddaughters or our granddaughter. There's usually been a baby around with an egg shaker dancing their patootie off. So we do have this lady family dancers, but they're all our grandchildren.
So. Mm-hmm. And how it kind of affects us as a group is we just basically play the songs we like. We're not like a band that says, well, we're going to do exactly this style, so we need to learn this song and that song and this and such a song. We like the older kind of music, and we pretty much play what we like. We'll play a song for the rest of the band. If they don't like it, we don't do it.
So you style yourselves as a folk band, I hear. Not that I've seen you several times or anything like that. How do you define folk music?
Well, really, our definition is down-home music served up family style, which, as Dave was saying, it's we play what we like, and when he says the older stuff, he knows well that we play all the way up to the Beatles and the Birds and some of our more modern stuff. Americana, a lot of people like to use that. Eclectic, oh gosh, anything that means...
Traditional.
Traditional, that's right. Old-timey, perhaps, even. So it is. It's completely what do we like.
I've seen you guys several times. I've had the pleasure, and one of my favorite songs that you do is Do Re Mi. Where did you guys pick that song up? What's the story behind that?
Well, that was a Woody Guthrie song, and my introduction to Woody Guthrie, obviously I'd heard his music throughout the years, but actually started looking up some of the different songs, and there's a Folkways album, thank goodness for Smithsonian, that is is a tribute to both Woody and Leadbelly, and that was one of the tunes. And the band on that CD was Mellencamp doing Do Re Mi. So we took the stylings of his version of it to do it for ourselves. And then whenever we introduce it, we talk about the history of the song, which is something that he wrote after he tried to get into California, but they were sending the Los Angeles Police Department out to the state line, and you had to show $50 to prove you didn't need a job before they'd let you into the state of California. So that's how he came up with it. If you don't have the Do Re Mi, you're not going to be happy in California, and it's still kind of true today.
Just like moving to Canada.
Yeah.
Well, I love that story, and I love that song, so we're going to play it for the folks at home right now. And we're back with Slate's Family Band now. That was Do Re Mi by Woody Guthrie. And we're joined in the studio with the Slate's Family Band. We're just kind of talking about what it is to be a family band and how you guys come up with your stuff. Do you have any new stuff in the works that the folks at home should know about?
Don't all everybody jump in at once. I tell you what, John, we do a lot of different kind of things. Actually, we are going down in Irvington. I guess the library down there has got a series where they want just some people to come down and teach the kids folk songs. We like to get involved in the educational aspect of things. We'll play for food. We'll play for coffee. Many people have seen us at Starbucks. We play the folk festival circuit in the summertime. We don't have an album coming out, but if we can find a good studio, we might very well record some stuff and put it out.
Now, we also do, I don't think you'll hear any on the show today, but we do some old fiddle tunes and instrumentals and that type of thing. Now, I personally am a lousy lyricist, but I'm not too bad at writing melodies. So at this point, I do have a few instrumental tunes in the works that hopefully will be out in the next couple months. Maybe you'll hear them the next time we play.
Awesome. Well, I think we're going to play another one of your tunes here. What do you guys think the folks at home want to hear?
I think they want to hear our version of Shady Grove because it's not like anyone else plays.
So I've heard. Well, this, folks, is Shady Grove.
So that little girl to my side. Down the road we'd go. Shady Grove, my new love. Shady Grove, my own. Shady Grove, my little love. I love Shady Grove. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my own. Shady Grove, my little love. I love Shady Grove.
See, I wasn't convinced that they were going to welcome me with open arms since I'm a washboard player. I played drums whenever I was in high school, in the high school band, timpani as well as snare, and tenor drum. And I wanted something that was a little more folky to be able to fit in. So while we were down in Evansville one time visiting my mother, we saw a show on the PBS station down in Evansville about the Juggernaut Jug Band out of Louisville, Kentucky. And I was like, we've got to go see these guys. So we went over to the Columbus Washboard Company International Folk or International Washboard Festival that happens every Father's Day over in Logan, Ohio, and saw these guys. And I just fell in love with it and fell in love with the music. And really, there is no... You don't have to be a rocket scientist to play a washboard. You really just need a spoon or some thimbles or a wooden spoon or whatever you like. And it's a great time.
Hey, the one thing that, I'm sorry, Carla. The one thing that we found there, too, is it's incredible to hear about 25 or 30 washboards up on stage all at the same time.
Yeah, you don't have to ask for directions. You just follow the noise.
That's just, I think the beauty of the Dulcimer Society is that it, you know, allows us to come in with any instrument we have, and they're very forgiving and they're very accepting, and you know, they help everybody with any kind of instrument that they might be interested in. There are people that will give you classes and whatnot, but also just it's an welcoming audience that allows you to just do your thing, and the biggest thing for me was to overcome stage fright and to be able to get up there and sing. And I also see it with some of the youth, how we've seen young people at a very early age, and then they just blossom, and before you know it, they're writing their own songs, and their ability with the guitar has, you know, improves, and their singing improves, and so the society has really been super for that.
So everybody, I'm sure, even though they may be hard-pressed to pick it, has probably got a favorite song. Anybody like to chime in on favorite songs or influences?
Move Out of Town is just fun. There's just something swingy about it. It's just fun. And then we do Keep Your Skillet Good and Greasy. And Ruthie's really been great about bringing in songs that are just fun.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Move Out of Town, let's go ahead and hear that. That's one of my favorites for sure.
Move out of town. loves me, I don't see how she can. Caught her on the corner with another man. You ought to move out of town.
Move out of town.
Move out of town.
Move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, where they don't allow you.
Had it pretty good, I was sleeping by myself. Then she went and found somebody else. You ought to move out of town.
Move out of town.
You ought to move out of town.
Move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, where they don't allow you.
Gonna build me a house out by the sea. So you women can come and see me. You ought to move out of town.
Move out of town.
And move out of town.
Move out of town. You ought to move, baby. Honey, where they don't allow you.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Phil.
Me and my brother went round the bend to get my girl. They couldn't drive her in. You ought to move out of town.
Move out of town.
Move out of town.
Move out of town.
You ought to move, baby.
Honey, where they don't allow you.
Let's do it again, bro.
Song is certainly very lively and an awful lot of fun. How did you guys come by adding that to your repertoire?
That's another Ruth one, I think.
Yeah, actually, I listened to the Byrds CD over and over and over again until I drove Dave crazy. It's like, we've got to learn this song. I actually know the harmony parts. Oh.
No. Were you talking about Coney Island Washboard?
Or? I was indeed talking about that one.
But actually, where we have heard it, that is... you know, like you go to a rock show and they bring everybody out on stage and they got a tune they all do and take leads. That is the song for the Washboard people to do that on. So every time between that, you know, a different person takes a break, hence the amazing thing of seeing 30 Washboards or so on stage. And I have heard that song go on for close to 10 minutes before. But that's we picked that up at the Washboard Festival. It just it's an old time song. As a matter of fact, on one of the first couple of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band albums, they actually were a jug band when they first started out, and that is actually on one of their albums.
And the Mills Brothers also did it.
And the Mills Brothers also did it. So it's one from everywhere, but where we got it from was the Washboard Festival.
Well, I think we've got one more song to wrap up with, and I believe it's You Ain't Going Nowhere.
That's right, so stick around and listen.
And who originally did that song?
Let's
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob. Bob Dylan.
Bob Royal. Yeah.
Well, here is You Ain't Going Nowhere.
Chair. I don't care.
the studio with the Slates Family Band. Be sure to check them out. You guys on Facebook or any of the social media?
We do have a Facebook page. So just yes, I know. Look us up as the Slates Family Band. We don't have a website, but we Facebook is good enough. And I would like to say again, John, thank you for inviting us to the program.
It's always my
pleasure.
Thank
you. Thank you. This
Thanks.
Was fun.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Local Folk is brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. You can find us on the web at www.indianafolkmusic.org. Local Folk is also produced by the following bunch of fun-loving and hard-working people: Phil Slates, Tim Hoke, Gary Ryder, Carla Slates, Nathaniel Rabb, Gary Rogers, Susie Krasick, Dave Slates, Mike Rabb, and a special thanks to our engineer, John Adamson.